welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And also thank you for visiting our sponsors. Very first thing I'm going to say is CCTA is a 501c3 nonpartisan organization. So we do have a candidate on board today. We do not endorse candidates, but we allow the candidates to come and be on the show. So there you go. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Eric Rouse.
Pat Park.
Charlie Loferno.
Julie Loferno.
Very good. Well, thank you. And again, we're glad that you could tune in with us. And Eric, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming out.
My pleasure. I appreciate the invitation. It's good to be here and inside on this gloomy day.
I know. Well, the question is it summertime or wintertime? We don't know.
It's North Carolina. We get both every day.
Would you tell us a little bit about you are running for U.S. House District 1?
That's correct.
Would you talk us a little bit about why you're running and what your background is?
Sure. I'll start from early on. I grew up riding a tractor. My dad liked to farm. That made it my primary job. We tended about 300 acres. Whenever I was not working and on schoolwork, I was riding a tractor. And at age 15, I was working 40 hours a week in the electrical field as an electrician when I was not in school, working for my father's electrical business. I went to East Carolina University. And I met my lovely wife there of 28 years, I'm proud to say.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have two children, Anna, who is 23. She just graduated Carolina. She went in conservative and came out more conservative. So I feel like I feel like it's a big win. My son, Magnum, he just started college, and he's kind of finding his way. He's learning how to get up in the morning.
Well, if he shows up with a ring in his nose, you're in trouble.
No.
Where's he in college?
He's going to LCC. He's going to transfer to East Carolina. He wants to follow in my footsteps. I was in the construction management program. I got a concentration in electronics and a minor in business. My wife got her master's there in accounting while she was there. After college, back home, I was a volunteer fireman for some time and all that. Got involved in business. Had always been interested in politics. You know, growing up in the 80s, Reagan was so good. You know, we still talk about him today. And I think, you know, we're living in a really amazing time right now because Trump is there. And this is going to be one of those things people look back at and they're going to talk about Trump and everything that's been going on and how amazing it is and how he's bringing America back. So I think that's a unique opportunity that we're living through right now. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running for Congress is I wanted, you know, Trump needs support. I want to flip the district. Let me back up. I want to flip the district so Trump does have support. Mm-hmm. It's blue right now. We got to turn it red, which there seems to be a good opportunity. But Don Davis is not an easy mark. He's not going to be easy to beat. He cuts any lead we've got down to almost nil, which we saw that last time with the former candidate that ran against him. And we don't need a repeat of that. So we need somebody who can get in there and work it and knows what's going on. It's a huge district, 25 counties if you count the
That's one quarter of the counties in the state.
Isn't that crazy? One district's that large. So it's a lot to cover. People ask me where my primary residence is. I said, it's in that Dodge truck out there right now. So trying to burn up the road and all that. But Trump's got to have support. Don, you know, he's the most liked Democrat in Congress, but his first vote he's going to cast is going to be for Hakeem Jeffries. Mm-hmm. And then the second vote is going to be impeach Trump. And we can't let that happen. So we got to flip the district. And I think we have a unique opportunity now to do that. The district's been redrawn. And like we said, it's massive. But Trump's going to need support. For instance, again, we've got the whole issue coming up on the tariffs. Well, they're pretty much probably, let's say they're going to knock it down. Well, then it's going to fall to the House. The House controls the purse strings. So it's going to fall to the House to get something going on that, on the tariffs. And we're going to need support. We're going to need to back him up. And that's the really short, narrow elevator speech of why I got in it. to flip the district and support Trump.
Well, the as you say, the district is huge. The majority of the voters in the district are in Craven County.
Craven's a big
bringing in Craven and Carteret. Yep,
those two. So trying to work those as much as I can. You know, it's if somebody's got to get 30% not to have a runoff, or if two people get 30%, then you have a runoff. You know how the whole game works.
The district does run all the way up to Virginia line.
All the way up the Virginia line, over to Vance, and what's that little county right next to it? But yes, that's got the little bump out. But yes, it's big, and all the way around to Onslow, down here, and it's a lot of territory to cover. Luckily, though, I have my home, the old homestead, and all that is in Bertie County in Allander, so that's basically dead center of the district. So it's a great jumping out off point, a home base. So that works really well for me.
Do we come to you for peanuts?
Oh, that's one thing we have up there. Okay. Peanuts. Bertie County peanuts. I should have brought some. I'm going to do better next time.
Okay, the Michael Speciale question, which was always asked, why should we vote for you?
Well, first, I've been serving as a commissioner for 16 years on a Democratic board. And that's very difficult, but they elected me vice chair. And the reason they did that is I learned early on, I've got to end up working with these people. How do you work with people? So you figure them out. And I took the approach of, well, you might not like what I'm saying, but I truly believe you'd appreciate the honesty. And that's what ended up happening. I tell them, this is the way I'm going to vote. This is why I'm voting that way. And you can do whatever you want with it. Well, and that's exactly what they said. We know where you stand. You're honest. They appreciate that. I've been able to get resolutions passed that have benefited the county. One of the last ones, being a businessman, I've got six different primary businesses and some smaller businesses. So I guess you'd call me a serial entrepreneur. But one thing I was noticing, we have funds and we have money that has to be set aside, like schools, to close the dump down when it's done and all that. Well, this money's just sitting there. It was killing me because I was looking at it. I was like, we're losing this money to inflation every year. 3% under Biden, it was 8-9%. It was driving me insane. I was like, we need to do something with this. So came up with a program where we can invest the money that's sitting idle into bonds. And right now, you don't get much, but we're getting 3.68 on 90 days is what we came up with yesterday, which is great. Your money's not tied up that long. We're beating inflation. Inflation's down to 3% now, thanks to Trump. It's a wonderful time, like I said. So, I've been able to do that, and I've been able to get the board to follow behind me, even though, I should say this at the beginning, I'm a Christian, I'm a constitutional conservative, and I've been married to my wife for 28 years. So that's, if you want to vote for me, if you want somebody who's going to be honest, somebody who's going to work hard, understands what it takes to get the other side to work with you and understands business, money, your money, wants a smaller government, wants government out of our lives, wants separation of powers, that's me.
By the way, Eric, I'm going to interject something that I just ran across today. Sure. And again, I'll read it right off some quick notes that I put together. Actually, the very last item. This week, Representative Jack Bergman, background of Jack Bergman was a lieutenant general in Marine Corps, and actually our son-in-law was his aide for a number of years, and Jack's a really, really nice guy. He is a representative for the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but he's introduced legislation that would prohibit members of Congress and their spouses and dependents from trading individual stocks.
Is that now, the Pelosi Act?
Yes.
This is the Pelosi Act.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And just can I ask an opinion? What have you seen the abuses that have gone on there?
I've seen the Pelosi effect, I guess would be the way to put
She's
it.
She's the best investor in the world.
You know, it's amazing what you can do with inside information.
Better than Warren Buffett.
Yes. Yeah, you know.
And I just ran across that because that's a new thing that General Bergman put in there.
Well, I love the fact that they called the first attempt at this was the preventing elected leaders from owning securities and investments, which came out to the Pelosi Act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I object to them owning stock. I think I object to them trading stock.
On inside information.
Mm-hmm. At all.
Yeah,
I mean, when you take office, your portfolio stays where it is until you leave office. Nothing is traded. It stays where it is.
Well, that would certainly help with term limits.
It would. It would keep the 40 years from leaving.
Yeah.
We've got people that are in there.
Encourage them to leave, rather.
Crazy. Yeah, so that would definitely help with that.
So that'll never pass.
Very good.
Eric,
I believe you're right about that. I mean, there's too many,
Along with this, I guess one of the questions that I'd ask is, we have seen, what is it, since 2008, the lack of a budget in the U.S. Congress.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. We have to do it, and we have to get it into the state on the county level. You know, and the state still, they've got their own issues. The House and the Senate are at each other's throats. But no, on the national level, it shouldn't be this way, and it shouldn't be so polarized that you come down and you have to fight about everything. It's just unbelievable. I never thought growing up we'd live in a time where people actively embrace socialism. You know, Russia was bad, communism was bad, but now I used to say a Democrat was watered down communist, and now it's full blown. These people have lost their minds. Well, it's infuriating to me. I just can't believe we're to this
point. Go back to the budget process, there is an effort being made now in the House to go back to the prescribed budget process with the 12 individual bills and getting them to the Senate. And I think the last I heard, they had 8 or 9 of them that they've already done and they've passed on. So theoretically, we're not supposed to have a government shutdown at the end of this month. Notice I said theoretically.
Well, the Democrats are already talking about another shutdown to defund ICE.
I mean, they were the ones who were against the shutdown. You know, when the shoe's on the other foot, it's funny how they react. And
right.
They forget what they said.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane.
Well, it's a crazy process that we have to get back to the fundamentals of our government. I mean, Vince Lombardi told his players, folks, this is a football. So we need to say, this is a constitution. We need to get back to
constitutional conservatism. I agree.
Yes.
Folks, on that, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back. Again, thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Mary, you're taking us in a different direction.
Yes. Recently, James O'Keefe, who's one of the few investigative reporters left, did an undercover video of one of the Secret Service agents assigned to J.D. Vance. And he was sharing sensitive security information, schedules, formations, travel plans, and locations with, I'm not sure who, but...
Well, with one of the Veritas's undercover reporters.
Okay.
And was this one called the honeypot?
Yeah, this was a honeypot.
Or James O'Keefe's undercover, because I don't believe he's with Veritas anymore.
Oh. That's right, because... Yeah. But he shouldn't have been sharing that. And that definitely...
He's a Biden holdover.
Well, yeah.
They should have gotten rid of those guys, or they shouldn't have put them on J.D. Vance's detail.
No, that puts the safety of the vice president at risk.
I know. He talked about how they assign shifts, how they rotate shifts, you know, what their internal security arrangements are, where J.D. was going to be. That's definitely a no-no. He was even texting that information from the plane, on the plane with J.D. Vance.
Well, the article says he sent images from the plane while on board with J.D. Vance. I'm sorry. This sounds like treason.
So he's been relieved or temporarily suspended. His security clearance has been revoked, so it's in process.
His next post will be on a deserted island.
His next post will be out on the streets.
Well, you know, the point has been made. Wouldn't you think some of these guys would get a clue that these investigative reporters are out there doing what O'Keefe is doing? Wouldn't they be a little more careful?
They're talking to women.
Well, the media.
They're trying
in general
to impress women.
Yeah.
I'm a big guy. I'm big stuff.
I mean, let's face it. It's a very liberal media. I was stunned the other day when CBS said they were going to start actually reporting instead of taking a side.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's they're all in cahoots. It's very, very rare that you get anybody who actually does investigative reporting and comes through with it.
How sad.
Yeah. But if you're not reporting, okay, or if you're reporting as we've seen in the past bills, what were the bills that created such a deficit? The name of the bill is the exact opposite of what
The Inflation Reduction Act.
Inflation Reduction Act.
Which was the Green New Deal under any other name.
Yeah. And so the question is, where do we, and this is to you folks, to your listeners, where do you go to get reliable base or prime information, primary information?
Alternative media.
Alternative media is the best, but you've got to go to multiple sources anyway. I mean, there's alternative media that still has an agenda.
Well, you should have always gone to multiple media. I mean, the days where we came home and watched Walter Cronkite and whatever he said was the, you know, end all and be all of the news, those days are long gone.
Yeah, you have to have multiple news sources. I agree with that. And you've got to do critical thinking.
Yes, you do.
That's something that we don't have it taught in school anymore.
No, well, we learned it the hard way in the 70s and 80s when I grew up. You know, it's and I've tried to teach my kids that, just like I also subject, but I made them learn how to drive a stick before they could drive an automatic, you know. And they appreciate it now. They say, you're right, Dad, we can drive anything. And that goes back to critical thinking. You've got to be able to look at both sides. You got to know how each side works, what you're dealing with, to be able to get to the bottom of it. And then you got to apply Christianity, in my opinion, Christianity, the Ten Commandments, and the constitutional conservatism to it, to get to what's right. We've gotten too far away from that. This country was founded.
Yeah, you have to be based on something.
Well, there's a difference between moral arguments, which is on Christianity, and then legal arguments are just rational arguments that make sense. Mm. And they can't even do that.
No.
You know, if you read any of the transcript of that Supreme Court hearing yesterday on the transgender nonsense, when you only have to ask them a few questions and their whole argument folds up.
It's either hamburgers or hot dogs. You know, when you're born, you've got one or the other. And it's not, and there's no comparison between a male and a female genetically, especially in sports.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And sex is not assigned at birth. It's assigned at conception.
It's not assigned anywhere. You just kind of...
It's not like...
Based on your chromosome.
When I would talk to my criminal justice students and we were talking about homicide and feticide is included in that. And, you know, I got the old argument from the feminists, well, it's just a cluster of cells. And I said, really? You don't know what's in there for 9 months? You think we're going to be surprised at birth? Oh, it's a human child. What do you think it is, a basketball?
Well, you know, there's a good analogy on that. You know, if I get all the ingredients together and I'm making a cake and I stick it in the oven and it starts cooking and then you come and you grab the cake and you grab it and throw it out on the floor. And why did you do that? Why'd you ruin my cake? Well, it's not a cake. Well, it would have been if you'd have let it finish cooking. And that's the same way it is. You know, it's the same analogy with humans. You know, it is a human. It is going to be a human. Yes. And so it's murder. If you kill a pregnant woman, that's two charges you get on you.
You know, many states don't have a feticide statute. Mm. So if you kill a pregnant woman and the fetus dies with her, You can only charge one murder.
I want to go back to what we've been talking about news sources, because if you go back pre-Rush Limbaugh, we had the nightly news, ABC, NBC, CBS, and they all pretty much followed the same line. There were some neutral people. Don't ask a Vietnam veteran how they feel about Walter Cronkite. You might not get the answer you want.
Yeah, ever since he declared that we lost at Tet.
Yes. Yeah. But I think when Rush Limbaugh came along, many of us heard the other side of the story that we hadn't heard before. And you can accuse that of causing division, but I'm not sure that hearing the other side of the story should be considered causing division. I think it means hearing the other side of the story and being able to make your own decision.
Well, it's also being able to trust your own eyes. I mean, Jake Tapper wrote that book, was it Original Sin, about we didn't know that Biden was
losing it.
We didn't see that. And, you know, we conservatives who rely on alternative media, we've been watching him stumble and bumble and fall down and can't speak. And, you know, we'd seen it for 4 years. But a lot of people thought it was a surprise when they watched the debate and he flubbed it. They were like, wow, I didn't know any of this.
And we were all, you know, this just confirmed what we knew. And of course, they were trying to convince us that the videos were cheap fakes, which was another joke. And, you know, I don't know who ran the country for those 4 years.
I don't think we'll ever know.
I'm not sure we want to know.
You know, it's, and that goes back to what we got right now and a lot of the problems people have with Trump. I think it's been so long since somebody has seen what a leader actually is that to actually have one now, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to react to it. Like the Venezuela thing. I mean, yes, we should have been blowing up the boats. Yes, we should have been doing what we did, confiscating the oil tankers and all that. Yes, we should have gone in there and got him. And you know, he's put us now, people don't realize he's put us now in a position of strength. That's the largest oil reserve in the world. That completely negates OPEC. We control it now. They can't do what they've done to us in the past and control oil, gas prices. Those are going to come down. Oil prices will come down. When oil prices come down, then your transportation is going to come down. Transportation comes down, your cost of goods come down. Everything starts coming down, inflation included. I don't think we'll get into a deflation issue, but it's, you know, Trump is a true leader, and he's doing things that strengthen this country and make it better. And people are not used to seeing a strong leader.
We haven't had a president like Trump who is determined to exercise the full power of the executive branch. And he has challenged all those special agencies that are in the executive branch but don't answer to him. And he said, well, yeah, they do answer to me. I'm the sole head, according to the Constitution. I'm the sole head of the executive branch. And the Supreme Court has agreed with him every time it's gotten up to that level. But we haven't seen a strong president. No. They've just, you know, go along to get along.
Nor have we seen a decisive Supreme Court. Because sometimes they dicker around on answering some of those basic questions when constitutional students that have actually studied the Constitution, it's obvious where the powers lie or should lie.
Well, the Supreme Court likes to say that we're only here to answer the narrow question that's before us. And if they rule on the narrow question and it leaves all this undecided stuff in its wake, that means it's going to make another trip to the Supreme Court when we all start fighting over all the stuff that it left in its wake, when I think they would have been better served if they had answered the question on a broader basis.
You know, I kind of go back to what we were talking about, about Trump. When he didn't get reelected, I thought it was the end of the world. This is just terrible. You know, system's rigged and all that. I realize now that was God's plan for that man to come back after Biden, and we've got control, and do the things he's doing. He would not be able to do this in any other.
With a reliable staff.
Exactly.
He spent 4 years
planning
with his ducks in a row and learning the laws that he could exploit. Because he comes out and says, okay, under this emergency law, I'm going to control tariffs. Yeah. Under this emergency law, I'm going to blow up drug boats. Yeah. You know, under this, the Monroe Doctrine, also known as the Donroe Doctrine.
Well, also when he first took office during the first term, he didn't know who to trust.
No, he took the advice of Republicans that were stabbing him in the back. Yeah.
Yes, and that was what happened with General Flynn as a glaring example of that. That was a good man that was pushed out.
Yep. Someone said to me when President Trump was elected the second time that he's going to be in trouble because the Democrats are going to know what he's going to do. And I said there's another side to that coin, which is he knows what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And I think that my opinion on that has been correct by what he's done.
I agree.
And he has used some of their tactics.
He keeps them on their heels, that's for sure.
Okay. Folks, again, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
What's the largest gun shop in Craven County? If you said East 70 Pond, you are correct. Since Drew got back from the most recent gun show, new guns have been pouring in faster than they can open the boxes. The large showroom at East 70 Pond, slam bam, full of firearms. New guns and used guns, long guns and handguns. You will find weapons for self-defense, hunting, target shooting, and collectibles. The team at East 70 Pond is friendly, courteous, and knowledgeable, especially in the area of guns. If East 70 Pond doesn't have the gun you are looking for, they'll try to find it. If you want to do a gun transfer, East 70 Pond will help you do it right. If you are looking to buy, sell, or trade a gun, there's no better place to do it than East 70 Pond. Of course, East 70 has tools, electronics, trolling motors, and a great selection of jewelry. But their specialty is guns. And we're talking hundreds of guns. Come see for yourself. East 70 Pond, across from Craven County Fairgrounds, New Bern.
Other restaurants claim their food is fresh and fast, but are they friendly? At Moore's, you're treated like family the minute you walk into their doors. With locations in Winterville, New Bern, Swansboro, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville, we've been practicing what we preach since 1945. At Moore's, our barbecue is slow-cooked and smoked over real wood daily until it's so tender it's falling off the bone. Combined with our fresh chicken, cooked-to-order seafood, and homemade fixins, we're sure you'll agree. If it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Pat, you wanted to take us where?
I wanted to talk about the ICE agent that shot Renee Good. She was shot on January 7th, so we're only 7 days out. And the story continues to develop because, as we all know here, we've heard that the agent was treated for internal bleeding. So part of many of the narratives that the left has floated, he was never hit, he was only nudged, that sort of thing.
And he had been previously run over by some in another encounter.
Which might That's tend right. to make you a little yeah. sensitive. But the video, when the video that his video was released, it should have ended all those questions because he was standing in front of the car, so his camera was right at her. And you can see when she hits him, you hear him go, oh, and his camera goes like this. So, he was knocked down. He was hit. They didn't find the internal bleeding, apparently, until a couple of days, afterwards. So he was definitely hit. That's a felony.
And don't forget, Waltz had just passed that law saying you don't have to be hit. If you're in threat, they have the right to shoot.
Well, that's federal law.
No, so they made a mockery of that, and you had to see all angles. It again goes to what we were talking about earlier. You got to choose your news source, and you got to use multiple news sources in order to get to the truth. And you can see it. There's a great one from somebody across the street, and you can see him actually get hit and pushed back.
Well, as a former prosecutor, I like to hear from the victim. Yeah. Usually when you're talking about murder, we don't get to hear from the victim. Yeah. But in this case, we have a video. And it's funny because police agents didn't used to wear videos, but the left insisted on it. Now they don't like it so much because it helps the officer.
Now, is this a federal crime?
It's federal jurisdiction.
And is there a definite law that covers this?
Oh, yeah. Interfering with a federal officer. It's okay. A felony. Just her impeding them with her car, not only running over him.
But just blocking their access.
Just following them around all day and then blocking them in with her car. So today I saw a video from Minneapolis. It's another woman did the same thing. She had her car parked at the same angle across the entire lane to block ICE. And they were at her window telling her to move the car. And she was arguing with them. And finally, whatever she said, they determined to pull her out of the car. And she wouldn't get out. And she moved the car again forward. And that's when they definitely ripped her out of the car. They even cut her seatbelt to get her out.
Wow.
And she was yelling, I'm autistic. I have a doctor's appointment 2 miles away. I'm a mom. Whatever she could think of. I'm disabled.
Yeah, well, you're breaking the law.
She had an appointment, all right.
I'm stupid.
She had an appointment. She had an appointment with street justice.
And in the one in Minneapolis, the quote wife of the quote victim was instigating, drive on.
Oh yeah.
Drive, baby, drive.
Drive, baby, drive. Yeah.
Well,
did you see some of their posts after Charlie Kirk?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Same people?
Joking about it. Isn't funny when it's, no. Your side. Yeah. Same people. lady who got killed.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, this idea that if you break the law, it's okay if you think you're right or whatever their justification was. But, I mean, the law is there for a reason, and we're supposed to respect it, aren't we?
Well, I've been flabbergasted that these people think that nothing's going to happen to them if they interfere with the law enforcement. They get between the ICE agent and whoever they're trying to arrest, or they pound on their car, or they throw rocks at them, or, you know, fireworks, whatever. That, you know, and I think Renee Good was, you know, I'm a woman, I can follow them. Nothing's going to happen to me. In fact, she was joking with them. And so was, because they were taking a video of her license plate, and she said, I'm not mad at you, I'm not mad at you. And her wife, who was filming the whole thing, had been outside the car filming this for some time for their own purposes, said, oh, that's all right, you can look at our license plate. We don't change it every day. She goes, you're going to come at us? Well, I think, big boy, you ought to get some lunch. Mm-hmm. And then she tried to get in the car, and that's when she told her, drive, baby, drive, and she...
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have had any consequences under Biden.
If I'm not mistaken, in Minneapolis anyway, the police are usually told to stand down in these situations. So I think the people there that live there, I don't know whether the goods were from there or whether they came in from out of state, but the police are usually told to stand down and let the protesters do what they want. So they think they can get away with it because they have. But it's a whole different ballgame when you're dealing with federal ICE agents.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not the same rules.
Good and her wife had moved down from Canada. When Trump got elected, they had left, I think they were in Arizona or somewhere. They moved to Canada. And I guess they had enough of Canada, or their visa ran out, and they moved down to Minneapolis.
It's a crazy situation.
But people have gotten away with it in the past.
They've been encouraged to get away with it.
Yes, exactly. It's scary.
Yeah, when you don't enforce the laws, people break them.
It's a double standard. If it's a conservative, you should oppose them. But the conservative side should absolutely not oppose the liberal side. It's a double standard in their minds. And it's mind-boggling. You got Clinton was about deportation. Obama was about deportation. Then you had, it just goes on and on. You get all the way, and then all of a sudden under Biden, he's against it because Trump was for it. And now, well, it makes me feel good in my heart. You know, it must be right. No, that's not how it works. It goes back to what you said, Mary. The law is the law.
Yeah.
You mess around, you'll find out what's going to happen.
Remember how many times we heard the last 4 years, no one is above the law.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens with the Clintons.
That's right. No one is above the law, Mr. Clinton.
Well, I remember when you had the riots in the summer of 2020, and Kamala was telling people to post bail for the rioters.
Well, she was raising money for the bail fund.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have public officials encouraging lawbreaking. That's insane.
No. But we do.
Yeah, we do. And to go back to what you just said, the Clintons have, both of them evidently have ignored subpoenas from Congress. Now, when Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro did that, both of them went to jail.
Right.
They were high up people in the Trump administration. They claimed executive privilege. Congress wasn't having any of it. They went to jail. Will there be any consequences for the Clintons? There never have been.
Comer says there is. If his committee votes for contempt, and then it goes to, I forget where it goes to next, then it goes to the House. And since we have a slim majority in the House, if the House votes for contempt, then there will be consequences then.
Now, I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of Bill and Hillary. But I don't want to see them go to jail.
Why not?
The thought of putting an ex-president in jail bothers me.
Why? They changed the rules. They changed them for Trump.
They would have put Trump in jail in a heartbeat if they'd found anything.
Well, if he hadn't got elected.
But my best case scenario, and I realize I may be in the minority here, would be for them to be found guilty and Trump to pardon them.
So what do you think?
Are you crazy? Trump pardoned the Clintons?
So what do you think of the president of Venezuela? Should he be in jail?
Well,
yeah, he's not the president. He never was.
Do you remember the last time President Trump was in office? He had an opportunity to do something about Hillary. And what did he say? She's suffered enough. He's already been down that. He's already done that.
He said that on day one before he knew how things work in Washington.
Well, my point is that he's already sort of pardoned her.
No, he hasn't.
I don't know whether I would.
Well, then he hasn't.
I don't think.
Then she doubled down on, kept coming back and hitting him.
I think Bill has suffered enough.
Russiagate.
He's married to Hillary.
Russiagate.
I want him to ask Bill why Epstein had a portrait of him at the top of his stairs in a blue dress wearing heels.
Yeah. Well, he had a portrait of George Bush, too.
Doing what?
Playing with the twin blocks like the Twin Towers.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, gosh.
At least he wasn't wearing a dress.
Well, yeah, that's...
You know, I'm going to go up a different...
A blue dress, by the way.
I'm changing to a different rabbit hole.
Let's go down a different hole. We ran
across something this morning, and it sounded sort of innocuous. Why do we teach women how to react or counteract to attempted rape? Why do we teach women to, you know, protective against rape, but yet we don't teach men to treat people properly?
What?
We don't treat, we tell the women, prevent,
relax,
you know.
Relax and enjoy it.
Sound like our.
No. We treat them how to respond, how to defend themselves. But we don't treat men how not to be aggressive.
In that situation.
If they're being raped?
Yeah, we've lost our moral compass.
We tend to focus on the woman in a rape situation and not on the man in the sense of teaching him that,
on the man. It's called the criminal justice system.
But they should have learned before there not to get there.
What world do you live in?
Well, that's the case.
There's a lot of evil in any crime, though.
Yeah. You have to protect yourself against the criminal.
Yes.
But we also need to teach people to have respect for other people, which is something we don't teach.
You guys come up with this kind of stuff a lot of the time, and it's like pie in the sky, as if we could change the way all men and women deal with each other, if we could overrule the whole world and you know, make people act the way we want them to, this problem wouldn't happen. But the issue is you have to deal with reality, and it does happen. And men are aggressive, and God made them that way. We should thank God men are aggressive. Not that they're rapists, but that they're aggressive.
Now, does this play into that Supreme Court? Men are aggressive? A Supreme Court case of
men and women sports?
Men and women's sports?
Well, it is being aggressive.
Darn well it does. Yeah. It plays into it.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's not right. That one's just not.
That's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, again, I've led us down that rabbit trail, but I'm going to get out because we got to go to an ad. This is CCT8 Wake Up Call.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? People in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back again. Thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. We've been lollygagging here for a long time, but now we're back to it. Where are we going? We're going to Greenland?
We're
going to
talk about Greenland.
Okay.
Especially since Trump said we're taking it whether they want us to or not. That was a little alarming. But there's been all kinds of back and forth. I mean, Denmark came to meet with Rubio. You notice they didn't meet with Trump. They met with Rubio.
Which job was Rubio covering at the time?
Yeah, probably King of Greenland. I don't know.
But Rubio is a great example of Trump's leadership. Here you had a guy, they fought bitterly, called him Little Marco and all that. And then he ends up, look, he puts him in a leadership position.
It's crazy.
He recognizes talent and he uses it. You know, he moved on. And they're friends, you know.
And Marco's been a really good Secretary of State.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
very well.
He could really give J.D. Vance a run for his money if he chose to run for president in 2028.
Sorry.
At any rate, Germany, the U.K., and France are talking about binding together to keep the U.S. out of Greenland. France, in the meantime, is petitioning to leave NATO. If the three of those countries bind together to keep the U.S. out of Greenland, then NATO is going to crack open. And without, you know, the U.S., there is no NATO. I mean, you know, when I was a Cold War warrior, and so I was in Germany, in NATO, they don't have the same guns, they don't have the same bullets, they don't use the same radio frequencies, they can't talk to each other. I mean, NATO is a joke.
I thought they had standardized.
Not that I know of. Because then they'd have to standardize with American weapons, and I haven't heard.
I like the ammunition, for instance. I know the Germans got away from the 8mm and went to the standard NATO round.
Yeah. So... And there's a difference between what's standard and what they actually have.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I can see that.
But at any rate...
But you're right. America is the binder that brings them all together and holds them together.
That's right. We're the heavy hitter.
You know.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons... J.D. Vance explained this, and I don't know that a lot of people understand this, but if you've heard of NORAD, it's our northern... trip line.
They track Santa every year.
Yeah, well, they also track ICBMs coming across the Arctic to hit the U.S., and that's where Greenland is. It's up there on the other side of NORAD, and so it's should be part of our early warning system, because if the Russians or the bad guys come, they're coming across the Arctic. They're not flying across Europe.
China.
Virginia.
No, they're coming across the North Pole.
Yeah, yeah. It's the shortest distance.
That's right. So, plus, of course, the minerals and whatnot in Greenland. Now, the people of Greenland have said, we don't want America to take over Greenland. And Trump has floated the idea that we'll pay each one of them. There's 57,000 residents. We'll pay each one of them $100,000 to let us come in and take Greenland. I don't know. That sounds kind of weird. Because if Denmark owns Greenland, then we should be, if we're going to pay somebody, we should pay Denmark. But when Trump says, I'm willing to make a deal, or you get your ass kicked, ask Mr. Maduro, ask the president of Colombia, ask the president of Cuba.
Yes.
But sometimes I wonder, when President Trump says something like that, what's he really saying? See, I don't always feel like he's saying what we think he
He's playing 4D chess, not even 3D chess.
Exactly. It's some psychological stuff going on.
Yeah, but the point is that the people that are interested in, for example, Denmark and Greenland, is when he says something like that, they have to pay attention because they don't know what he's going to do. And that's part of his charm as a leader. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever the press says, well, what are your options? What are you going to do? Are you going to do this? And he goes, that's a stupid question. Why would I tell you?
You know, well, I remember Reagan. Wow. They thought Reagan was a loose cannon. And that worked, you know, that worked very well for us.
Well, Russians were convinced Reagan wanted to go to war. They were convinced that we were going to go to war with them.
Well, we were convinced they were going to go to war with us, too.
It's a different time. Now it's China.
And all our intelligence briefings were how much equipment the Soviets had and how lethal they were. And then when they all of a sudden collapsed and we found out, no, they're not.
It was junk.
Well, now, again, I worked for a defense contractor, and I'll put the Pershing missile out there, that I worked for a defense contractor that was on a priority contract, a 24-hour priority contract. You were working 24/7 to design, manufacture, and deliver the Pershing missile for one reason, so that Reagan could put it on the table to be destroyed. And Russia gave up, what, the SS-20 or something it was, or something like that? Yeah. But he had this priority to put it on the table as our chip.
And
it's going to be destroyed.
Star Wars is what drove the Soviet Union into bankruptcy, because Star Wars was a dream on the table. It was not anything near reality.
But they didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. They didn't know that, and Reagan used it as a bargaining chip. Mm-hmm. And was it Star Wars that the reason he walked out of Reykjavik, that because he wouldn't give it up, and there was no negotiation? I'm not sure of that.
I don't remember.
But Star Wars was what bankrupted the Russians, because they didn't know it was a dream. They thought it was a reality.
Well, we were both in an arms race.
Yes.
We just had a better economy.
We had more money to do it with,
Well, the United States is 25.6% of the world GDP. Nobody else comes close. Nobody else comes close. We're definitely the economic powerhouse. China's trying to come up, but they're not even close to us.
And right now, we're one of the few countries that has a positive GDP and low inflation.
And they're going, the rest of the world is going through basically a small recession.
Yeah.
Whereas we're growing.
And one of the things,
that's our free market.
One of the things that Trump did that totally impressed me, if you remember the 1970s, OPEC had us by the throat, and we had the gasoline shortage and the whole bit. Yeah. And his drill baby drill program, that isn't going to happen again.
No.
Because we are developing energy independence.
And like we said,
which means we write our own ticket.
Well, now Venezuela.
Well, that was good for the 4 years of his first term, but Biden did away with it. He revoked all the drilling licenses for his green scam.
And then he raided the strategic oil reserves, which I believe have partially been refilled. I'm not sure if they've been totally.
Venezuela,
he did that to bring the price of gas down for the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, trivial.
Yeah.
Well, he was also trying to get some positive press to get his people elected, which didn't work out too well.
Well, why do we want Greenland? I know it's mineral rich, apparently.
Part of our NORAD.
Also as Ukraine is mineral rich. We want the minerals out of those places. Oh, we're willing to pay to get them.
China has set up something of a monopoly on rare earth minerals. Now, we have opened our first rare earth mineral mining operation. I believe it's in Utah, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. So we're starting to catch up, but we are playing catch up because China very quietly has been going around the world grabbing these things. And of course, all our microchips, computers, and whatever depend on these things.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, how well did China do in defending Venezuela?
You mean the Temu air defense program?
Temu air defense, right.
Have you heard the stories from the people who were assaulted, the guards over there?
Yes. You're
talking about the technology that was used.
The Havana syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
Sonic boom.
It's incredible.
Yeah, wow.
I
wonder if we're going to see that in Iran.
I'm sure you'll see
Well, we'll see it where necessary, not just to show it off.
Yes.
And that's a difference, because I can remember Biden telling every advance move that he was going to make, because he was proud to say, I'm the first to know.
No.
And we're in a situation the exact opposite now.
And people died because of
that. Was this weapon that was used, was this some kind of secret?
Something called the Havana syndrome that goes back to some of our diplomats that were in Havana, Cuba, that complained about some strange injuries. And for years, the Defense Department denied it, denied their medical care and all this other stuff. And recently, I believe they've admitted it and given them the medical care they want. But I think we learned some things from that on how to duplicate that. And I think that's what's worked. It's a nasty escalation in weaponry. It really is.
It'll probably go the way of chemical weapons, you know?
Yeah.
You'll probably see, once it gets out, you'll probably see some...
some rules that say you can't do this. I hope so, because it's beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if you
knocked all the Cubans down so we could kill them all.
Well, if you go back to our going into Qatar and Iraq and coming in with the 4,000 watt amplifiers to tell the Iraqis that you're hiding behind all these, you know, you're just being a weenie by hiding behind a woman's skirt behind this and just psychologically setting them totally off to come out and you gotta get me. Oh yeah, I did. I just did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds kind of aggressive.
It does.
To say, yeah, and we killed them all. But that's the point of the military. It's not a social experiment. It's to kill people and blow things up.
Yeah.
And that's true. And we did get Madero out of there without any of our casualties.
Well, we had casualties. One of the helicopter pilots was shot 3 times, but he kept on.
Nobody died.
I'm going to temporarily change tactics for a second. Eric, we invited you on the show. We know that you're running a campaign. Yeah. We're not here to endorse you, but we're here to just say, you know, thanks for being there, that we got to hear from you. Can you fill us in on your websites or whatever else?
Sure, I'll be glad to. I appreciate you having me on. I had an absolute blast. This is a lot of fun. You can go to ericrouse.com, ericrouse.com, and you can volunteer. You can get rid of all that nasty spare change that collects in your pocket. You can donate it there. I need all the help I can get. We're trying to do a grassroots. We're trying to meet as many people as we can. Yeah, give me a call. Phone number's up there. There's ways to contact me. Matter of fact, if you want, 252-526-8876 is my personal cell phone. Feel free to give me a call, as long as it's positive.
don't call me up and cuss me out.
No, but, you know, and like I always close with, you can't spell America without Eric, so vote Rouse for the House.
That's good.
I like that. That is great.
So, yeah. So what was your website again?
ericrouse.com.
.com.
Yep. Like I said, you can go there and learn about me, learn about values. And, you know, I encourage people to take the Hillsdale College course on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It is very...
We've done that. The CCTA has done that.
It's a fantastic course.
I think
course.
We need more people in elected office need to understand the Constitution and where we're at.
And, Eric, again, thank you for coming on. And I do know that we've met you before in a situation where, listening to some of the other candidates and yourself also, that we need to get, regardless of who is actually winning this election, that we need to get together and win the House seat.
That's right. Whoever gets the primary has to push, and get them across the line.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, again, thank you for coming on. This is CCTA Wake Up Call. You folks have a great week.